All right. The Washington Examiner had a fascinating piece out yesterday. Happy February again to everybody. The piece is entitled, Biden is drowning in three disasters of his own making. Yes, it's not just one, it's three. And the editors point out that these three disasters are the chaos in the Middle East and just around the world in general, the chaos at the southern border, and the chaos in the economy. These are the three unmitigated disasters. It's literally a perfect storm that is destroying the Biden administration, and he only has himself to blame. It's his own incompetence that created these three disasters. Now, again, Peter Schiff is among many who are arguing that in many ways we're already in a recession. I'm sure many of you are feeling this right now. And when you add the growing inflation numbers we got in December, it's more of a stagflation, right? So you got higher prices for the staples of the economy, food, heat, mortgages, and the like. All as the periphery of the economy, entertainment, restaurants, the vacation industry, they begin to recede. So that's called stagflation. And the key here is that, as we often point out, no incumbent, historically speaking, no incumbent has ever successfully won re-election whenever a recession occurred in the last 2 years of his presidency. So you want to talk about a five-alarm fire for Biden? That would just be one crisis. He's got two more. He's got the border crisis, and he's got the international order crisis, particularly in the Middle East. Now, the key politically to all of this is the way the Trump campaign is effectively and consistently keeping all three of these disasters on the front page. And again, the Washington Examiner, which, remember, is no friend to Trump's. Washington Examiner, my opinion, was all in on Ron DeSantis. Well, I won't even get in it. But even they recognize Trump's brilliant reelection strategy. Trump has been hammering Biden with a constant contrasting of their two records. Trump's message is simple, right? It's very simple. I mean, explain this to your woke friends. It's very easy. And again, you could look at him and say, it's not even a matter of, quote, is it true? The polls are showing a lot of people believe it to be true. So you could just, again, because they'll push you back. I always like to argue descriptively rather than prescriptively. I always like to argue, here's just the fact. Here's what's really happening. What do you do with that? Do you just throw it under the rug? Sweep it under the rug? Or you have to deal with it. And here's the simple facts. When I was president, we had peace abroad, prosperity home, and a secure border. When I was president, we had peace abroad, prosperity at home, and a secure border. Biden comes in, and suddenly everything unravels. Now all we have are wars abroad, depression at home, and the southern border is a mess. Vote for me, and I'll restore peace, prosperity, and security. I will make America great again. But first, how many UFC fans do we have out there? We know that the one and only Donald Trump is a huge UFC fan, as are the fighters of him. But have you ever wondered what they do to manage their pain? Well, you don't have to, because a fellow patriot and good friend to this channel is precisely the one who provides relief to that pain, and he's here to do the same for you. You know, gang, as we age, aches and pains we think of are normal, but they don't have to be. And that's where the groundbreaking medical scientist Clint Winters comes in. You've seen Clint on Fox. You've seen him on this channel. He's a world-renowned health expert who's unveiled a natural pain reliever that's taking the world by storm. It's called ConoCB2. It's the 100% drug-free way to get full-body pain relief without dangerous meds, and it's the official pain reliever for the fighters in the UFC. And the best news, ConoCB2 has no documented side effects after years of private testing. It's absolutely the future of relief. So whatever you do, make sure to click on that link below and check out Clint's amazingly informative report on how ConoCB2 is changing lives by providing safe and powerful relief at a fraction of the cost of pain pills. Click on that link below right now. It's the easiest election campaign platform we've ever seen. When I was president, everything was great. When Biden came in, he screwed up everything. Vote for me and I'll make everything great again. Now, again, if you're talking to somebody who's woke, no, that's not true. Everything was horrible under Trump. Everything's beautiful. Okay, I know you think that way. But this is the messaging, the consistent messaging that Trump is giving. And what we're finding objectively in the polling is that it's resulting in a twofold effect, a twofold dynamic, contrasting directions for the candidates. It's causing Trump's poll numbers to surge to extraordinary levels. Rich Barris had an amazing People's Fund had an amazing live stream the other day, where he basically said we have never seen a Republican presidential candidate. So he's comparing it to Bush Jr. Right, he's comparing it to all kinds, comparing it to Romney. Obviously, Romney was horrible. Comparing it to McCain, comparing it to Bush, when Bush was running particularly for re-election. He's comparing it to even going all the way back to Bush Sr. We have never seen a Republican candidate with this level of polling dominance this early in the election. We've never seen it. So it's causing Trump's poll numbers to surge to literally unprecedented levels. And simultaneously at the exact time, it's causing Biden's poll numbers to plummet. This is the key to that messaging. It's not a matter of Trump and Biden both surging, both coming to a photo finish. The very fact that Trump is able to foreground these three issues, peace versus war abroad, prosperity versus depression here at home, security versus chaotic border. Those three issues alone are driving Trump's poll numbers up and crashing Biden's poll numbers down. Again, gang, it is no coincidence that right now, 7 in 10 voters, 70% want the government to crack down on illegal immigration and close the border. 70, that's beyond a supermajority. 70%, according to the latest Harvard-Harris poll, a plurality of voters, 35% among all of the nation's top issues that they consider most important, 35% rank illegal immigration as the nation's number one concern. Number one, jumping 7 points since last month. And the overwhelming majority blame Biden for worsening the situation. The insanity at the southern border is literally killing Biden politically. That alone could kill him. But then you combine it with the economy, where no incumbent has successfully won re-election when a recession hit in their last 2 years of their presidency. And then you put in the disaster in the Middle East and Ukraine. I mean, Trump has become super successful in amassing support for his position on issues that already have a supermajority behind them. A supermajority wants the border closed. A supermajority wants Bidenomics gotten rid of, and they want energy independence, they want manufacturing and industry returned to our shores, and they want a booming economy. 95% want that, obviously. And a supermajority want peace abroad. They don't want war. Nobody wants war. You even heard Joy Reid. Did you catch that on MSNBC? Even freaking Joy Reid, the most woke member of MSNBC, that's saying, I mean, she's basically Rachel Maddow on steroids. She saw Joe Biden talking about announcing that we may be taking some military action overseas. And she, what did she say on the hot mic moment? Well, the camera was still focused on, but oh, here we go, another effing war. Nobody wants this. Left, right, conservative, liberal, Republican, Democrat. A supermajority is amassing that wants peace abroad, prosperity at home, and a secure border. And it's Trump that's giving it to him, and it's Biden that fails. So all of this is to say that Jack Smith's case, in the end, could not have imploded at a worse time. The indictments aren't working. The convictions aren't working. And Biden's poll numbers continue to plummet. And 2024 has only just begun.